Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm the community reporter at NCI-FM. Allied health professionals such as paramedics, lab technologists, and respiratory therapists play a crucial role in our healthcare system. However, thousands of them across Manitoba are preparing for possible strike action on March 7th. To understand the reasons behind this decision and what it could mean for healthcare in the province, I spoke with MAHCP President Jason Linklater, who stated that these occupations will be affected. For those unfamiliar, can you explain who allied health professionals are and the roles they play in our healthcare system?
Sure. So some of those occupations that I just mentioned will work in all of the different diagnostic areas, like pharmacists, who are dispensing medications in different hospitals and at different sites, physiotherapists and occupational therapists who assist patients recover from surgery and different types of injuries or problems or physical problems and cognitive problems that they have. We have people that work in addictions to assist with all of the issues around addictions and mental health professionals as well. And then all of those different types of diagnostic imaging modalities like MRI, CT, ultrasound, and then all of the different types of professions in the lab like scientists and medical laboratory technologists. And yeah, a whole host of, we actually have 190 different, actually it may be over 200 now, classifications. So subspecialties within the different occupations. So it really is truly the biggest and most vast part of the healthcare system in terms of the different types of work people do.
How might a strike by allied health professionals affect healthcare services for Manitobans?
An allied health strike would be very disruptive. It could set Manitoba back for years with the increased wait lists and wait times for surgeries, assessments, the different types of wait times we have in emergency rooms, treatments. We know that we will have about a 40% reduction in staffing throughout Manitoba. That being said, we have essential service agreements in place to ensure patients don't come to harm. And so that means all of those emergent things that affect life and limb and tests that affect life and limb will absolutely continue on. It's more of the elective type things or things that can wait that will impact the wait times. And so thousands of diagnostic technologists, physiotherapists, pharmacists, and others won't be providing services should this happen. And I think it's really important to point out that there is no other groups who can perform these specialized roles. These are very specialized to them. But in terms of impact, the different types of surgeries and tests that are elective, patient discharge from hospital because of that reduction in staffing, some different types of services that our members provide related to home care. We have a lot of coordinators who are already stretched thin. That means fewer of them. Radiation treatment at cancer care. And we also represent midwives too, which is a really specialized service. And so those midwife appointments will also be impacted by a strike. But like I said, all of this can be avoided if we can get government and the employers to recognize what they need to do to prevent it.
Can you provide an update on the current status of negotiations between MAHCP and the government?
Last week was our last, last Thursday was our last scheduled day of bargaining, at which time we gave a strike notice, which is this coming Friday at 12:01 a.m. So we gave 7 days notice to the employer. And since then, although we don't have dates booked for bargaining, we have been bargaining with the employer and will continue doing that up until the very last minute in the interest of avoiding a strike and trying to get an agreement in place that is acceptable to both sides.
That was Jason Linklater, president of the Manitoba Association of Healthcare Professionals, discussing challenges allied health professionals are facing and what could happen if a strike moves forward. With negotiations still up in the air, thousands of workers are left to see what comes next.